Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
JJ, you had a bit of a breakout year with goals and everything. You went from 12 to 28. How did you feel your year went and the improvements you made, whether it's goal scoring or in other areas of your game?
That was like my goal in the off season, obviously, to get better. And I think the main thing is just the details, I think, this year. Just being more of a pro, being in better position, and I think that, helped me then on the other end in the offense to score more goals.
You were having a solid season to earn that spot on that line with Tage and Alex. What did that experience playing with those two the final weeks of the year just do for you heading into the off season?
It was really cool. I mean, I think, every game, I think we were a good threat altogether. And just playing for each other, everyone was a shooter on that line, so we knew pucks going to the net, and it was a really good shot mentality. And, I think just enjoyed those weeks, getting a trust to play with those two and having a lot of fun on the ice.
Do you think it was important for your career to show that you can be a top-line guy?
I think so. I think that's always the goal I want to fight for, and to get the opportunity and then to get some goals into and play great with those guys was really big, yeah.
Based on your career so far and your plans for growth yourself, what's important to you in the next head coach?
I mean, I think just the trust, just the trust in the guys in here. We have an unbelievable group here. I think just if you can like just push us and help us to take the next step as a group, would be huge. And
you're a young player. What was it like when Donnie got fired? I mean, you of course are learning. This is a business. Teammates are getting traded. Your coach gets fired. Was it a surprise for you or?
Yeah, it was obviously hard. I like Donnie a lot. I think he helped me a lot this year, especially with video sessions, with talks, and just helping my game go to the next level. So, getting that message was obviously pretty hard. But I know it's a business. Same with all the trades that happened this year. It's hard, but it is what it is.
Do your summer plans include Worlds?
I'm gonna play.
What do you think it says about Jack, the way he was able to bounce back not once but twice this season?
I think just the character he has. He's always fighting. When he was injured, he was here in the locker room the whole time, trying to come back. Always has a smile on his face, bring good energy. And, just to see then coming back twice from injury and playing that well afterwards is, I think, not easy to do, and he did a heck of a job.
JJ, what are your thoughts on just that? What you saw from him this year, being so young and able to step into that role on this team?
It's crazy. I mean, with 18, I think I stepped in with 20, and I had a really tough time, and seeing him doing that with 18 was just, gave us like all like a little wow effect, and how mature his game is already with 18 is pretty special, and pretty excited to see him next year.
Playing on the top line, what did it mean that you earned it? I mean, Don had spoken that he wanted, maybe put you there earlier, but maybe you weren't ready. But I mean, you were ready when you did seize your opportunity. What did it mean that you earned it, I guess?
I think it was just with like more details. I think I was paying more attention to D-zone. I think just being more responsible on the ice, know who are you against and who, like, know, like, what time is it on the clock and stuff like that, just, like, little things. And I think as soon as I, like, realized that a little bit more, yeah, I mean, I talked to Donnie a lot about it. That's what I'm saying. Like, he helped me a lot throughout the season. And then I think when I added that a little bit more, he gave me the chance, yeah.
Everybody's talking about how it's going to be a big training camp. And what's it going to be like for you all summer hearing about training camp for everybody back home since you're going to be finishing it in Germany?
Well, I mean, I think I know what I personally need to work on and how to get ready. So, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward for training camp, obviously, but it's a long time till then and a long summer before. So, yeah, it's got to be working hard and seeing.
As Mike said, are you looking forward to the Germany part of the camp next year?
Yeah, obviously, I mean, playing back home is always special, and doing that with the group we got in here is even better. Showing them around in Munich and all that stuff. So I'm really excited.
You're
gonna
have to buy dinner for them all at your favorite restaurant.
I mean, I think Oktoberfest is at that time, so I hope we go there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.